Parshas Yisrael. Within the Parsha, Yishma Yisrael Choysen Moshe. And he came to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar Choysen Moshe. To Rashi. Kan hoye Yisrael miskabe b'Moshe. Ani choysen ha-melech. L'sha'ovar hoye Moshe toyla ha-gedula b'chomov. It says, v'yeshev, v'yoshev el yeser chosno. Till now, Moshe Rabbeinu walked around. He said, who are you? He said, I'm Yisrael's Edom. I'm Yisrael's son-in-law. That was once upon a time. And now, nishapchu. Yisrael comes and I said, who are you? I'm Moshe Rabbeinu Shver. I'm Moshe Rabbeinu Shver. That's what I tell a lot of fathers. The Olam has their father-in-laws come to yeshiva. They bring him to yeshiva, say, Shalom Aleichem. I say, who are you? They introduce themselves. I say, oh, you're his Shver. Wow, you're his Shver. You're his Shver. That's the way it should be. This old form, I used to, in the Oitzah, probably not anymore. Once upon a time, many years ago, a long time ago, in the Oitzah form of the Mir, talking about 40 years ago, I used to spend nights in the Oitzah. And before the catalogs, they used to ask me where this forum, if anyone needed a sefer. In the sefer it said, sefer zeh shayach li yeshivas mir mul beis yankiv hayoshon. That was the address. Yeshivas mir, opposite the beis yankiv hayoshon over there. Now you look at, right? That was once upon a time. Now the invitations, they make simchas over there. It says beis yankiv hayoshon mul yeshivas mir. So, when Yisroi came, it says, so two nekudas. One is, it says, Vayichad Yisroi al kol ha-toivo. Maybe we'll mention before that. So Rashi says, Vayishma Yisroi. He heard, Kriyas Yamsuf, Melchomas Amolek. Vayova Yisrael Choysen Moshe, Ubonov, Vahulu, El Moshe, El Hamidbor. Says Rashi, Af Onu Yoidim Shebe Midbor Hoyo. What's the Pshat El Hamidbor? We don't know where they were. El Bishvochoy Shel Yisrael Dibor Akosuf. Shehoye Yoshev Bechvoidoy Shel Oilom. V'nodvoy liboy lotzeis el hamidbor mokoim toyu l'shmoya divrei toyra. This one word, v'yishtel, they came, v'yova yisroi el hamidbor, asher uchoy neshom, shvochoy shel yisroi. Kvoide shel oylam. You know what kvoide shel oylam means? Not like, who's kvoide shel oylam? It means, he was shoylet ba'oylam. He had everything. He was the king of Midian. Not just the president of a country. No, he was a kvoide. Is there any president today that's kvoide? Maybe close, but kvoide shel oylam. He was kvoide shel oylam. He had covered, he had ashiras. He gave everything up to go to a mokim toyu, Dorton in Midbar. No one knows him. He's a ger. Gave up everything. That's the shvachi shel Yisroi. Shvach, big shvach. What's the next pasuk? After what it says, when he came, Vayetze Moshe Likras Choisnoi, Vayishtachavu, Vayishaklo, Yishalu, Ishlu, Re'eu, L'sholoim, Vayavoyu Ho'oyalo. What's Vayavoyu Ho'oyalo? Rashi says, he brought him into the oil, but derech lal oil, it's oil shel Torah, oil, stam oil. Vayisaper Moshe L'chosnoi, says Rashi, Limshoich es liboy lekarvoy l'toira. Moshe Rabbeinu brought him in to be mekarvim, mechazikim l'toira. Frektzich ha-shayla, l'choira, Moshe Yisrael needs chizuk. Yisrael needs chizuk for Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisrael just gave up everything in the world to go learn. If anything, Yisroel should be the one giving the chizuk. Yisroel should be the one. Mistami, he would be the head of the Arachim and all the Kirov organizations. And Yisroel would come and give a drasha and say, Rabbi Isai, listen, I've been through it all. Every single Avodah Zarah, every single taiva, every single place to eat. I've done everything, and I've come to the conclusion that it's not worth it. Or you can have Moshe Rabbeinu talking about the Geshmak and Torah and the Mesikas and Torah and Mesikas. I say, who needs the Chizuk over here? Yisrael should go around being Mechazik everyone, like the the king of what's the king of Swaziland. Anyone know the king of Swaziland? I once was davening mincha next to him. The shul in Hanof, the Schwarzer, was davening next to Mamash from Africa. But he looked mechubad, he was a very mechubadic mensch. He used to daven by Rav Sternbach in Hanof. And someone told me that, I said, who is this? Who is this person? He said, he's the prince, the son of the king. There's an African country called Kwaziland. And he was the next one in line to take over the throne. And he gave it, and he's smart. So he did research, and he came to Yiddishkeit on his own. He was Megayer. And he gave up everything to come to a Mokim Toyu. So I heard he's a speaker. He comes, speaks. Anyone heard? You heard him? You heard about him? He's a good speaker. So that's, he comes around, speaks. That he speaks in seminaries, or he did, I don't know, still, or maybe they should bring him, I think they should bring him here, 6:30 schmooze, maybe it'll attract more people. Akoponim, but that's, Rabbi said, that's, listen, I don't know if it was, listen, I don't know quasi, I don't know if it's Kvoidish Elohim, I don't know, exactly what the Madregas are over there, but who are the people that go, what's, Rabbi said, it's a Pele. It's a pillar. Yisroel comes, he gave up everything in the world, and he comes, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen, sit down, we gotta teach you some basics over here, be mechazik, limshoich liboy l'toyra. That's the shaila over here, what's going on. So everybody said, the answer is like this. The answer is the taka kachava, that Yisroel came, he came in, they greeted him, and he says, where's my first speaking appointment? I'm ready. Grad in the Chassam Sofer in the Platz says that Yisroel was mechazik, was more for the Erev Rav, not for the regular. They got the chizik from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Mashiach. Moshe Rabbeinu said a Shia, Bob Metzia. They didn't need more than that, but the Erev Rav, they needed some more excitement, some chizuk, idud, hashkofa, and so yeah, that was Yisroel's part. Yisroel came, he made a kumzitz with them. And, you know, made a Thursday, he made the Thursday night matzovim for the Erev Rav. So Yisroel comes, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, what's the topic? Yisroel says, Kvoidei shel oilam, I gave up Kvoidei shel oilam to come to a mokim toyu. Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, Kvoidei shel oilam. You hold that you were in Kvoidei shel oilam and now you're coming to a mokim toyu. You have absolutely no musuk and no inkling what toyu is about. We have to start from scratch. We have to start from scratch. You gave up to come to toyu. You had nothing till now. That's Kvoidei shel oilam. This is Kvoidei shel oilam. You think you're being moiser nefesh to come to learn Torah? If you're being Moiser Nefesh, you have no idea what Torah is about. Sit down, and we have to be Moishech Libcha L'Torah. The person feels that he's giving up in Olam Hazeh. Yeah, I'm giving up, Mesiras Nefesh. Did you ever hear of someone going to school? Someone told me they want to become a dental surgeon. I said, how many years? It's 4 years of this and another 3, 2.5 years of this, whatever, 6, 7 years. I said, such tremendous mesiras nefesh you're going to have just to go through. He looks at me like, where's mesiras nefesh? What do you mean mesiras? I said, 6 years of grueling work you're giving up in your life. He looked at me like I'm crazy. Well, why is that mesiras nefesh? If that's what you want, that's what you do, and you get a geshmak out of it. So why, when it comes to Torah, you're being moisa nefesh? I say in Shaduchim, you don't want a girl that's moisa nefesh la Torah. If you hear the words mesiras nefesh, say no. We don't want mesiras nefesh for Torah. No mesiras nefesh. Well, don't be moisa nefesh. I want you to appreciate learning and let me learn, because that's what we want. Because not because I'm giving up on everything else that I really want for this. That's not what it's about. If Noach Weinberg, Zatzal, used to give his einiklach a bracha before the chuppah, used to give them a bracha, you should never be moisa nefesh for Torah. You hear that bracha? Wow, that's a bracha. You should never be moisa nefesh for Torah. Someone gives you $1 million for something, or you have the moisa nefesh to go do it. Okay, so that's memela. That's Rabbi Yisai. It's a moridika. You have to see it over here. If the Yisroi came, Rabbi said, "What's left of Yisroi? What's left of Yisroi? Kvoidei shel olam. Is there anything left? Is there anything left in Midian? He was kvoidei shel olam. What's left? They didn't build the." Presidential libraries, arches, and alazachin. There's nothing left. Is there anything left of Yisroi? What's left in Yisroi? Maybe his kever. Where's kever shel Yisroi? Anyone went? It's in a Jewish village over here. One of the Jewish villages is a kabbalah from the Jews that Yisroi is buried there. I forgot what they call him. It's a name in Jews. But you go visit. Yeah. I think the Vada Rabbanim didn't pick up on it yet, on going to send a minion to the Kevah Shel Yisroi, but that's it. You know, what's Rabbi said, what's left? You know what's left from Yisroi? Parshas Yisroi. Parshas Yisroi, the Eitzah that Yisroi gave. He came, he was Megayer, and he came to Matan Torah, and he gave an Eitzah. So did he give up? He gave up Kvoidu Shel Olam to a Mokim Toyu? No, he didn't. He saved his life. He saved his whole life by coming to the Mokim Toyu. So that's the pshat. So the pasuk says, Vayichad Yisroi al kol ha-toyva asher osa Hashem li Yisroel. What's the Vayichad? Rashi brings down, it's an akudah and taich of a word. Vayichad Yisroi, Rashi says, Vayismach. Chedvo is a loshen of simcha. Vayichad is the shorish of chedvo. Vayichad is a loshen of simcha. Why was he happy? Al kol ha-toyva asher osa Hashem li Yisroel. Rashi brings down another pshat. Umedrush agodo nase besoroi chidudin. He had like wrinkles or kmotim, Rashi says there, on his, because he was bitzar. He was meitzer al ibud Mitzrayim. Hainu de omri inchi, giura ager, ad asora doyri, till 10 doyris, loy tevaza armo ba'ape. So Rashi brings down another pshat of Ayichad, that he was a loshen of tsar, because of the Ibud Mitzrayim. So b'shem the goin wants that Yisroi was dor asiri of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim. So ad dor asiri, they're still mitzah 10 doyris later, and he say something about, is a ger, 10 doyris later. And he say something about the goyim. But it takes 10 doyris. It takes 10 doyris. Why 10 doyris? They say b'shem the goyim. They say b'shem the goyim. The reason why it's 10 is because a person that's nizgayer, so he was the goy, nizgayer. If he marries a Yisraelis, so his child is a half goy. Because he married Yisraelis and his father, that was Nizgayer, was a goy. So he has half. When he gets married to a Yisraelis, so his child is a quarter. Next one is an eighth, 16th, or 32, and then, so when you go down 10 doyris, you get to like a little over 1,000, make the cheshbon. A little over 1,000th of the goy, the elder zayd, the goy is in him. And the goy says like this, the klal is, bittel beroiv is echot b'shishim. But a beria is not bottle. Rabbi said there's a klal, Rabbi said the oilam heard the klal before, a beria is not bottle beroiv. Tosis above Matzia brings it. But the Beis Yosef in Yerodea says, a beria is bottle in 960. So you shall me. In 960, even a beria is bottle. I bring me shame to Yerushalmi. What's 960? Where does that come from? So there's a different show. Bnei Yisoscho says pshat in Mamorim Le'elu. He says, because everything in the bria is made up of four yisoides. Eish, ruach, mayim, va'ofer. And each yisoid has the other three in it. Basically, each bria has 16 yisoides. There's four, and each one has the four in it. So, if you want to be mevatel a bria, you have to put it 60 times. What's 16 times 60? It should be 960. 16 times 60. So, a beria in 960, there's a echot b'shishim kineged each one of the 16. You say this, it's bottle it, ayin shom, in the mama, b'kitzah. So, the goyin says it needs, you need 10 doris to get past the 960, then it's bottle. But I call upon him, that's agav. Pshat and Rashi, Rabbi, say, what's vayichat? Is a loshon simcha. So why does Rashi bring the Medrash Agodo that he was bitzar? If anything, it's b'derech klal Rashi is mefarish pshuto shel mikra, amol, there's a drush that you need, the v'hulu, and here, if anything, this shita, it's a machloik, it's Rav and Shmuel. It's a machloik, it's Rav and Shmuel Sanhedrin, the taitch of vayichat. Shmuel, if anything, it's fakert. Vayichat is a loshon simcha. Vayismach yisroi, zeh pshuto. Or, it's also a nekud of tzar. It's interesting. So the pshat's going to tell you pshat. What she's doing over here. Just like this. In Lashon HaKodesh, there are 12, be'ikr, 12 Lashonis Shel Simcha. In Birchas Chasanim. There are 12 Lashonis Shel Simcha. Asheboru, we say in the Birchas Asheboru, by Birchas Chasanim. Asheboru, Soson v'Simcha, Choson v'Kalo, Gila, Rino, Ditzah, V'Ched, V'Ava, V'Yachla, V'Sholim, V'Reyes. Everyone asks, why is Choson Kalo a Lashon HaSimcha? But it is. Some people say there's only 10 Lashon HaShel Simcha. But it's not right. It's not right, because the Rishonim, it's Mefurish. The Rishonim, that there's 12 L'Ramban, Be'er V'Chai, Kadah Kemach, there's 12 Lashon HaShel Simcha. In Lashon HaKodesh, there's no two words that mean the same thing. Synonyms. There's no such thing. Every word has a different 12 Lashon HaShel Simcha. I always say from Shimshon Pinkus that he said, if you want to know what a Medina, what a nation is about, a people, you look at the dictionary. You can open up a dictionary and you can get some. The Alaskan dictionary has the most words for snow. The most words for snow. There's like 10 to 15 different words. Right, so what does that tell you? It tells you something about Alaskans, Eskimos, the Eskimo dictionary. He said, the Lashon HaKodesh has the most Lashon HaShel Simcha than any other language. That's what he said. The most Lashon HaShel Simcha. So the Eskimos are into snow. And what are we into? 12 Lashon HaShel Simcha. Wow, who is this? You can open up the Lashon HaKodesh dictionary and say, wow, who are these people? What's... Every different time. So, we're just going to talk about today, Vayichad. The Lashon of Simcha, each one has a different Sosan v'Simcha. Everyone knows that's more the Goyin talks about what Sosan, what Simcha. Vayichad says the Malbim over, usually the Malbim talks about different places, many of the Lashonis. What is Chedvo? So says the Malbim like this. Chedvo is the Taich of Chedvo. It's Moire, Chedva Moire, Simcha Pnimis Ruchonis, Hamizkaberes Al Otsev Hachitsoini. When there's an Atzvus that's taking over a person, something to be upset about, sad, and a person, there's an inner Pnimis Dika Simcha that can break over that, overcome that, and be misparitz. That Koyach is Chedva. And he brings a few rayas. He brings the pasuk in Nehemiah, Al te otzvu, ki chedvas Hashem hi mu'uzchem. Being mezgaber, using simcha to be mezgaber on the atzvus, that's the simcha of chedva. He brings other gemoras, oiz v'chedva bimkoimo, it says on the Eibishter. And it's going on, there's a simcha chitoinis, a simcha pnimius. Memele, he brings kamarayis, memele de pshat zazoi. That it's Yisroel was happy, very happy, but why vayichad? Because it says v'sos, v'someach. Because it says simcha, why vayichad? Why vayichad Yisroel? But he was happy. But vayistois, he needed the simcha of chedva. There was something here preventing that was mitzar him, that he had to bring it out, and bring out a smile on his face. That's why Rashi brings in the Medrash Agoda, because Nasa Besori Chidu, Avadi was happy, but he heard that the whole, his Elta Zayda from 10 days ago, Mitzrayim, just lost everyone, yeah, in the Yam. So it was a little bit, that's the Taitche Chedva. Okay, that's the Taitche Chedva, and that's what we say in Birchas Chasanim, Yila Rino Ditza V'Chedva. It's a very important type of simcha you need when you get married. Okay? But it's also, you have to know you have it. That's what's important. The person has to know his koichas. You have to know you have it. There's a certain simcha pnimius that its job is to be mezgaber on atzvos. And you have to find it. You have to be able to find that dover to be mesameach on. By Yisrael, it was the toiva. The toiva that he did to Klal Yisrael and everyone else, he was able to use that. Taif. I want to tell you, I saw a chiddush. In Atzas Yisroi. So Yisroi came, and Vayhi b'mocharos, Vayeshev, Moshe, Lishboit, Esa'om. Mocharos, Rashi learns, is b'mocharos, Yom HaKippur, right after Matan Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the shofet, v'yamrit ha'om al Moshe min ha'boika ad ha'erev, a whole day. V'yar chois in Moshe, and he said, mal ha'dover hazeh asher ata roisa. What's going on? Madu ata yoshiv levadecho, kol ha'om nitzav alecho. This is not going to last. Certain, maybe teichocho, or it wasn't the right thing. That Yisrael, so this is not the way to do it. It's interesting. If you think about it, they have the whole Klal Yisrael, Moshe, Rabbeinu. No one thought of this Eitzah. No one comes Yisrael, a ger, an outsider. Imagine that. Imagine that a guy walks into the Beis Medrash. He was in this guy not so long ago. And he says, what's the? He doesn't like the machzor over here. Maybe we should switch it. Maybe we should learn other prokim. Why? And he starts giving other eitzes over here. He'll come in and give other eitzes. How come the elevator is always broken? He'll start, what do you tell him? Don't know. I'll go upon him. So what? It's a little bit of a chutzpah. You come in and I got it. So I went to on a sefer, and I think pretty sure it was the Tzedel Derech. That he said there was an Eitz HaMukah that Yisrael chapped over here. So Yisrael came and he said, this doesn't make sense. Thousands and thousands of people online just waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu. It's an obvious that it doesn't make sense. Elamai, most people will say, who am I? I'm going to mix in again. But Yisrael chapped that there's a problem over here. Who could give the Eitz to change it? Who could give the Eitz? Well, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come and say, Rabbeisai, I can't do this for you guys anymore. Don't bother me. Come back to me tomorrow. The Rebbe should say, don't talk to me. I'm going to point other people that you to talk to. Moshe Rabbeinu can't do that. Elamai Klal Yisrael, what Klal Yisrael say, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu, with all due respect, and we want to speak to you, we can't. You're going to say that to the Rebbe? There's a problem over here. There was a certain catch 22, that no one here, the two sides, no one can give the Eitzah to change this because you're being mevasa someone. Moshe Rabbeinu, by saying that you needed someone on the outside that wasn't involved. So Yisrael chapped, This is his opportunity. He sees the moment. He says, there's an eighth that has to be given. And you know something? There is, it's not, he chapped that there was a tikkun that needed to be done that no one else could do. So like this. There's a, we said yesterday, I'll say that, I'm not sure, but I haven't heard it, that the Welt asks, what was the Din Torah about? Mefarshim asked, what was the Din Torah about? They were standing with hundreds and hundreds and thousands of Dinei Torah in Choshe Mishpat. They didn't own any land. There was no Dinei Shechenim. Food they had, the mon, the be'er, clothes, the naniya covered, money galore, there were no gemachim. What were they standing online, Din Torah after Din Torah? There's Torah on it. Not good Torah, because it's Jewish. Good Torah no one has here. It's all different Jewish. That they didn't really have Dinei Torah, they made it up so they could get to talk to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'chehena. Rakoponim, we said the Emes Abshat, that the Balei HaToisvus and the Paneach Rozo says the Dinei Torah was on Bizas Hayam. People don't know this, I tell it over a lot of it. It was on Bizas Hayam. They had the Joseph Mazoichet, the billions of dollars on the Bizas Hayam. That was it. So we said, what was the Dinei Torah? What was it about? What was it about? Because it was a Zuto Shalyam, was all Hefker, and it was Shnai Moichzen, Ze Oimer Ani Motzasiya, Ze Oimer Ani Motzasiya, Habota Behefker. I saw it first, Nofal Ala Metzia. They picked it up, Tokfe Echot Befoneinu. The first Sugya that they learned after Matan Torah was Tokfe Koy. That's basically what it comes down to. That's when the Erishta Sugya is given Shnai Moichzen and Tokfe Koy. Besaid. Comes Yisroi and he says, so what was the taina of Yisroi? What was his Rashi learned that it was a teichocho because Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting, everyone else was standing. Yisroi felt it was a bezoyan that Klal Yisroel was standing. The Ramban learns otherwise. The Ramban learns that the Yisroi's bikoires was you can't do it. Fine. Novelty, but like the pasuk says. So he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, novelty, but gam ata gam ha'om. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu answer? Vayoyim again, comes Yisroi, vayar choisin Moshe. He saw ata yoshiv levadecho. Madua, he asked him, Moshe, what's going on here? You're sitting alone. Moshe Rabbeinu said like this. Let's see his answer, and then what Yisroi was miayitz. Number one, they're coming, Lidroish Elohim. Ki Elohim Dover bo Eli Vishafatati. Number two, I'm a shofet. They're coming for the entire. And then Vohidati es Chukei ho Elohim ve'es Toiroisov. I'm coming to teach them Torah. They have Shilas in the Sugya. Moshe Rabbeinu said three things. The Ramban, Rabbeinu Bachayim, they say again that Moshe Rabbeinu said three things is the reason why they're coming to me. And he says, what's Lidroi Shalikim? Heshev Moshe Lachosnoi. Moshe, why do you need this such a long time? What are you busy with? Tzrichim sheyamdu alai zman godol min ayoyim ki ledvorim rabim bo'im elai. It's not only one thing. They come to me for Dvorim Rabim, which is three. Number one, Lidroi Shelokim. What's Lidroi Shelokim? Lehispalel al choylehem ulehoidiom mashe yoivad lohem. They need me to daven for them, and they lost things, they're missing things. They come to me to where it is. And he brings it. That was the tafkid of the Nevi'im. People lost things, they went to the Navi. In Gashmius, and also in Ruchnius, Moshe Rabbeinu was being miayitz. He davened for them, and they came to him and said, Rebbe, I don't want to learn today. I'm missing, I lost my cheshek, help me out. So that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Aveda means everything, Mistama. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm busy. He's busy. That's number one. V'chein yasu hanavim. V'oid, ani shoyfeit oisam. Mishpat. Number two, v'oid, ani melamed oisam Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, why am I busy the whole day? There's three things that I'm doing over here. So what was Yisrael's answer? Rabbeinu Bachai and the Ramban. They learned that Yisrael answered as follows. He said, two of the things I'm asking you have to do, but the third you have to give over. Ata shma bekoili iotzcha. I'll give you an etzah. And the Ramban learns with the Rabbeinu Chai, he said, you have to be lidjoy shelakim. That's only you. That's only you. When he said, I'm asking to you, and says the Ramban, and he threw in a little bit of a etzah with that. The etzah was, what's mulho elokim? Losheves bo'oil moyed, mezuman lefonov, v'loy b'mokam ha-mishpat. Number one, you should continue davening, you bring the yayitz, but not in the base medrash, not in the mokam ha-mishpat. You should do that in a separate place. Interesting. What was he was masking, you have to do that, but he gave him an etzah. What was that etzah? How was it supposed to be makel? Maybe it means make himself less available, or but that's the Ramban says, and the Rabbeinu Bachai. It was an etzah. Think about that. Number two, v'hizharta esenes achukim v'etzatoyres vohidatolem, teaching them Torah animoide, that you have to do. And the Ramban says, with this, there was also an ad. Yisrael said, Nada, you have to do it, but Yisrael threw in v'hizharta. Don't just teach them, but give them an ashora that makes sure they should keep it all well. So mamela, it'll be niskayim better. But the third thing, which is what? The mishpat. That va'ato techeze. That's how the Ramban learns. That's the whole, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm here for three things. Yisrael said, the Torah you have to teach them, lidroi shalakim, it's you, but the mishpat, we could appoint other dayonim, v'adover akoshi, yaviyo alechem. That's how he learns. I just want to mention another pshat over here, which is it's a Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs. Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs in Soif Shorish Aleph. In Soif Shorish Aleph. Shein Ramban, pshat in a posuk over here. It says, the Ramban and the Shroshim has all his klolim, which mitzvahs are in Taryag and which are not. And basically, many of the Shoshim is coming to be choylik on the Bahag's Minyan HaMitzvahs. Everyone agrees it's Taryag. The question is, what are they? They pull out some, put in some. And for instance, the Bahag counts Kama Mitzvahs Derabonon in Taryag. The Rambam and Shoshim and the Ramban, they go to town on it, the name. So one of the mitzvahs of the Bahag is Moineh. There's a Gemara Bar Metzia Daf Lamed that this posuk, when Yisroel was telling Moshe Rabbeinu v'hizharta metzayosu metzachukim metzatoyros v'hoidato lohem metzaderech yelchu bo v'samaisa asher yasu. The Gemara Bar Metzia Daf Lamed darshins. What's v'hoidato lohem metzaderech zugmilas chasodim yelchu zu bikur choylim bo zu kvura yasu lefnim yishu. So Yisroel was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, teach them the mitzvahs and gemilas chasodim, bikur choylim, kvura. So says the Bahag, it's a mitzvah. The Bahag counts those as mitzvahs essay. One of the Bahag. Gemilas chasodim, it's part of the mitzvahs. V'hizharta oysom esachukim v'hoidatalem. And the Ramban is choylik. So first of all, the Ramban, his mazbih and soif the shroshim, it is a mitzvah deraisa. That's not the argument. But the Ramban says there's a different mitzvah for halachta bidrochov that the Rambam himself counts afterward, means heavy doimeloi, and everything's nichlal in that. Mahu rachum, afata rachum, to be doime rachum, v'chanun, is mechayiv, gemilas chasodim, bikur choylim, etc., etc. It's all, but not separate mitzvahs like the Bahag. Aye, what's with this posuk? The Bahag brings a posuk. So listen to this lashon. The Ramban says, ולפי דייתי, אין רוי למנוי שום מצווה משום אזהורס ישראל למוישה רבנו. That you know, what Yisrael was mazit to Moshe, you don't count. Why? Well, because the kavon of Yisrael was to tell Moshe lohidia oisom li Yisrael v'lidroish lohem sheyiu zrizin be'elu ha-mitzvahs tomid Here's the Iker. Kidei l'shakin b'neim avo v'achvo shalom v'reyus, ki b'kach yismatu hataroymes v'hadinim b'neim. You hear the Ramban? That's all he's avada. When you read the pasuk, the Gemara about Metzia Darshan is right. Yisroel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'hizharta oisim the mitzvahs, v'hoidato lehem, k'milas chasodim, b'ikur choylim, b'in adam l'chaveroi. So the Bahag says, so that's mitzvahs. You're teaching them mitzvahs. Says the Ramban, no. They are mitzvahs or not, it's a different shmuz. So then why was Yisroel telling Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a chelik of the Eitzah. He says, if you teach them good midas and ben adam l'chaveri, you won't have so many din Torah. You won't have all these din Torah. The v'hoidato lahem, teach them gemilas chasodim, lifnim mishur sadim. It was a chelik of the atzas Yisroi to lessen the dinei Torah that are coming before Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the Ramban's pshat and pasuk. It's a million-dollar pshat. It's a million-dollar pshat, this pasuk. It's a pshat and pasuk. That this was Yisrael's Eitzah. The Gemara Bomas Yedarshan is pasuk. V'hoidato lehem it's a derech asher yelchu bo, it's gemilas chasodim. Says the Bahag, that's mitzvahs. Says the Ramban, no. Moshe Rabbeinu said his three reasons why everyone's coming to him. Yisroel says, two amaskim, that's the Ramban Rabbeinu. But then after Moshe Rabbeinu says, after Yisroel says, you have to lidrash elohim, continue teaching them Torah. The Dayonim is someone else. But, he said, in your Torah, teach them midas also. Say a shmuz. Teach them gemilas chasodim. And then you won't have so many complaints and tarumas. They won't be coming to Bezdin every other day on Shnai Moichs and Betalis. The Nifl de Gepshat of the Ramban. Now in Chelm they had a weak bridge. Every people kept on falling off the bridge and breaking their bones. They had to keep on bringing people to the hospital. So the elders, the sages of Chelm, decided, they had a meeting. An Eitzah, it's not a good Eitzah, so they decided, that they came up with a very good idea. Let's build the hospital under the bridge. What if the schlep here? People are breaking their bones. What if the schlep them to the hospital? Just build the hospital on the bridge. Yeah, that's one Eitzah. What's the other Eitzah? Fix the problem. Yeah, fix the problem. So that's what Yisroel was doing over here. That's what Yisroel was doing. Yisroel gave an Eitzah. Listen, I see these din Torah over here. teach them good midas. That's Vahidat. The Vahidat lehem is. It's a chelik of the Atzas Yisroi to I mentioned another Nakuda that when we come to the Parsha of Matan Torah, so Rashi here brings down the Gemara in Shabbos. Says Vayisyatzu tachas ahor. What does it mean that the Vayisyatzu is a lotion of yitziva, and it means tachas ahar? Rashi says melamed that the Gemara brings it that kofu aleim har kigigas. On Matan Torah there was a kofu aleim har kigigas. And Hashem said, "Im tekablu es haTorah is mutav v'im lav, shom tekvuraschem." So, Betzim Tosis and Shabbos asks. Tosis and Shabbos in the sugyas of Matan Torah says, "L'chayr if Klal Yisrael said nasa v'nishma, is a kabbalah baratzon. Why do you need a kofu aleim har kigigas if they said nasa v'nishma?" It seems that Tosfos held, it's a machlokes rishonim, if the nasa v'nishma was before Vav v'Sivan or after. Rashi learns it was before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, they said nasa v'nishma. So then Tosfos has a good kasha. What? Well, the Ramban learned Andrush. In the Parsha of Anasa v'Nishma, the Ramban learned that that was after Matan Torah. That was the Krisis HaBris, after Matan Torah. Chol Lefi the Ramban, it's not such a kasha. Yeah, after the Harki Gigas, they learned. They said Anasa v'Nishma. Akoponim. But, so you do a Taisis, yes, the kasha. Taisis says a Teretz. That there was a chashash they'd be choizer from the Eish HaGodl. Etzem there was an Asav and Ishma. The Kofu Aleim Harki Gigas was just they shouldn't back out because of the Eish HaGodl. And it's to do with the Medrash Tanchuma. There's a Medrash Tanchuma somewhere about this. Yeah? In Parshas Noyach. There's a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noyach. A page, two pages of it. On this Kasha. And the Medrash Tanchuma says that when they said Nasa v'Nishma, it was for Torah Shebiksav. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them Chamisha Chomshei Torah, Kliyokor, Orachayim, Malbim, Shemshem Pinkis, Sfasemes. I said, wow, we got this. Whoa. And then after he said, by the way, there's also a sugi called Tokva Koyim, Rav Amnuna, Mitrava, Zekunshis HaSveikas, and Ektsois, and Ashachas, and Sefer Torah. They said, hold on a second. They wanted to back out. That's what the Medrash Tanchuma says. And the Medrash Tanchuma says, Ki Torah Shel Baal Peh, Ein Odom Loi Medoisa, Elo Mitoich Tzar, It's Koshek HaMoves, It's Choshech, extremely difficult and bizarre, painful. At the end, you get to the Simcha, but it takes a while. So they wanted to back out. That's why you needed the Rabbi saying, the Kofu Aleim Harki Gigas was for us. Was for Tokfa Koyim. That's what it was for. That is the Medrash Tanchum over there. But, it's another pshat. Another pshat, I'm thinking like this. I want to be Akdim Nakuda. I saw the Shmuz from the Simcha Zisel in the Sefer, in Kelm, that he's Moira Nakuda. I want to explain it. Betzim the Simcha Zisel, I think, is in last week's Sedra. It's in the Shmuz, if it's not on the Parshas. He said, Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim with the Bizas Hayam with tremendous, tremendous riches. Besides the Bizas Mitzrayim, they had the Bizas Hayam, was tremendous. The Gemara says, Loi hoya echad mi Yisrael shaloi hoya loi tishim chamoirim tuunim of the Kesef Hazom Mitzrayim. So they're going out of Mitzrayim, Parshas B'Shalach, the traveling, and all of a sudden, they have everything they need. The Ananiya covered, they had food, and they come to Mora. V'lo yuchlu lishto yismayim ki morim heim. And afterward, there's an issue with they didn't have food. What are we going to eat? What was that about? What was this nasoyin for? Rabbi Yisai, what was this nasoyin for? L'man anasoyitzcha. It says in Simcha Zisel, what happened when they came to Mora and they were dying of thirst and hunger and they turn around and they have loads and loads of gold and silver? Moshe Rabbeinu said, well, look, I took you out of Mitzrayim with this Rechush Gadol. What are you complaining about? You have this Rechush Gadol. No one has this. No one has this. No one in the world has this. What do you complain? How can you complain? What did they say? They said, we're asking to give it all up. Just give me a glass of water. I can't eat this, I can't drink this. Without food, without water, Mekanesh Leben, this whole thing is worthless. Ad Kanez Ibsim Chazizel and Amoisev now. It was to bring Klal Yisrael to a recognition that no matter what you have in Olam Hazeh, what you have in Gashmias, but if there's something more important to you, it's possible to be mevatel at all. V'horaya, you need there's something more important. There's something more important. You would give every single penny away just for a glass of water. So no matter what you have, when you come to something that you realize, I need this to live, that's my chiyus, amuchanu mezuman, to give it all up, to be mevatel it. This was a lesson, a choshev limud, that Klal Yisrael needed before Matan Torah. Matan Torah was taking Klal Yisrael separating them a havdala from umas ha'olam and becoming an am of Torah, only Torah, nothing but Torah. The umas ha'olam was so kosher to olam hazeh and their mahalich, they couldn't give that up. That's why they weren't mekabel the Torah. B'nei Esav, they said, my father was a ritzeach, my zayd is a ritzeach. It's a change. Yishmol was leisigzoil, amanu moyev leisinov. B'klal Yisrael said, nasav and nishma. But to say that, you have to have, number one, a koyach, that you could be mevatel everything. That's number one. If anyone's going to say, I can't. No, I can't. That's too much. I can't. You can't? You can't? And if you didn't have water and food, what would you do there? So you could. Then you can't. You don't want to. You don't want to. So you have the ability to be mevatelet. That's number one. Elamai. Elamai, it's a question of priorities on a scale. When you come to something that you realize that that's my chiyus, then everything else becomes bottle. So the first limud was, limud number one in Bishalach was, that when you come to something that's a chiyus, you're able to be mevatel. When they came to Matan Torah, what was the kofu aleim harkigigas? What was the kofu aleim? So there's a Rashi in Hazinu, on the Pasuk, Yisoivevenu Yivoynenehu. Rashi says, what's Yisoivev? It's talking about the Chavivos that Hashem had for us. Hashem was Mesoivev us. Rashi says he was Mesoivev us with three things, Anani Yaakovah, the Golim, and Kofualeim Harkigigas. That means Shtei Dorten, that it's the Kofu Aleim Harkigigas is a Chavivus. It's a Chavivus. Just like I was Mesaviv you with Anani Yaakovid, the Golim, also, so in the Sefer of Rebeli Boruch, he brings down that Reb Nochum asked, Reb Nochum had gefragt, Chavivus. There was a kfiya that they shouldn't back out. But how do you put that together with, look what I did for you, the Anani Yaakovah, the Golim. So Shtei thought that the Musag of the Kofu Aleim was a Moridika Chavivas. Why? So Reb Nochum said, that's what he brings down. Reb Nochum said, because the lesson was that without Torah you have nothing. Torah is Chiyus. Kihi Chayenu, Torah Yomeinu. Klal Yisrael was able to reach this Madrega by the Kofu Aleim. Im tekablu mutav, im lav shom teik furoschom, that without Torah, they don't have life. There's nothing worth living for without Torah. There's madregas that you can feel a connection to Torah. Everyone has their measurement of how much it's worth to them. But Klal Yisrael came to that level that this is the chiyus. And Rabbi said the Nakuda was as follows. If you realize that's the chiyus, you now have the ability to be mevatel the whole oilam hazeh for Torah. Lesson number one was Parshas Bishalach. With all the gashmius, all the riches, but when there's something that's important to you, I'm mukha to give it up. And they came by the lesson number two was the second shikloli was by Matan Torah vayisyatsiv tachazahar. That's what Torah is. So now they have the koiches to live in Olam Hazeh. There's a loshen in the Chazanish, a moridik loshen in the Igros. He says when a person is connected to Torah and he's margish, his seichel is margish the mesikos uneimas haTorah, yesh bekoicho bekoichoi lahavel kol tanugei Olam Hazeh. Lahavel. Miloshen Hevel. Chaznish is using Hevel as a verb. We know Hevel as a noun. It's Hevel. No, there's something called to be Mahavel. You're Mahavel something. This is Choshev. That's worthless. And how do you do that? It's through the Simcho Mesikas HaTorah that can be Mahavel everything in this world, Botel Umavutel. Not everything is money, Rabbi say. See, in Chutz Loretz, most of America for sure, the moided, the measuring stick is money. If you want to know how important something is, how much money do you save? How much is it worth? That is the measurement for everything. You want to know how good it is, how bad it is, how much it's worth? Should I go after? How much money am I saving? How much is it worth? Money. But you don't realize that we're measuring everything by money. By money. Is it cheap? Is it this? Is it... Why money? Maybe time should be a factor. Not how much it cost me to get from here to there. How much time is it going to be? If I do this, it's an hour. If I do that way, it'll be a half hour. And then I have an extra half hour in my life. Wow, I can do an extra half hour in my life. I told him I once was in a farm store. And I was buying a sefer when the Blue Rebbe Kivega came out. And I was very excited about it. So Avreich comes up and says, wow. Someone else, the Shia, he says, wow, it came out. He says, maybe I should get it. He says to me, how much does it cost? Just don't know how much it cost. I said, I have no idea how much it cost. He says, you don't look at the price. I said, no, I'll tell you the truth. I never went into a farm store to buy a safe and looked at the price. The first time I ever. So you look at a price? I said, understand. You look at a, before you buy it, you look at, what does money have to do with it? If I need the safer, you need the safer. If I don't need the, listen, if I'm buying a bar mitzvah present, yeah, I'll look at the price. Not for me. I'm buying a bar mitzvah present, look at how much it costs. But when I go into a farm store to buy a safer that I need, I never in my life ever looked at the price. I don't even look at the change. What's it? I need the safer. Give it, it's, what is, where does money have to do with this? Where does money come into? You need a safer. So, Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, when they were in Mora, Rabbi Isai, when they were in Mora, there was no water, they were dying of thirst. If there was a stand there selling water, would they start haggling? Well, how much do you want? Well, there's a few people, let me see, let me get my cheapest. No, you know, you need water, who cares how much it costs? You need a glass of water. So Klal Yisrael had this koyach. Rabbi Isai, don't you have a good job?